How y'all all? Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us on a beautiful Monday. Appreciate everybody joining us today, both of y'all anyway. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. We are joined. And, you know, and you're going to laugh at me, but we are joined by John Carmouche. Now, John, this is watch how I'm going to label you. You're going to love this. He's the guy that helped get rid of oil and gas industry. John's going, oh, my God. But I got to ask John what we're going to talk about because your so-called book of Holstovia never told me a subject. So we're talking about our kids. We're talking about – anyway, welcome to the program.
Well,
appreciate you
thank
coming,
you, Moon, and I appreciate you having me. The reason I'm here is because – and my family's actually in Destin on vacation, but I thought it was important today to come in your studio.
Are you crazy?
No, in your studio because, you know, you always say on your show, God first. And I listen to your show. I just want you to know that.
No, you put up with
God always says, treat your neighbors as yourself. And, you know, I heard for 3 days bashing me, but I have to be honest with you. You've never met me until today.
Never met you.
Never met my wife for 28 years.
Nope.
You never met my 4 kids.
Nope.
Who all went to LSU. So I'm here to not only straighten the record of not running jobs out of Louisiana, but I think, and to talk about why I think it's important that I was the right decision for the LSU board. And move what.
That's fair enough. Now I know where we're going.
Well,
okay,
fair
enough.
And what you don't, what the people don't tell you, and it only takes a little research to determine. Is I've been a Republican for 20 years.
By the way, I'm not.
My wife's a Republican. My 4 kids are Republicans. All 4 of my kids could have gone to any school out of state. They all chose to go to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I went to LSU. So, you know, all of this fake news that you're hearing, and I'm here to tell you that. I feel bad for you because you hear from propaganda lobbyists for the oil and gas industry who are paid millions and millions of dollars, fake news and lies, and they want to be Trumpers. Well, you know, I stand for what Trump stands for. So to have them lie to you and give propaganda is just wrong. So let me tell you why I'm the right choice for LSU. Let me tell you about my family. My uncles and aunts were teachers their whole lives. My mama was a teacher. My cousin is on the school board today. Education means the world to me. And you say, well, how can you prove that? Well, I can prove it to you. I went to LSU. And rather than going out at night on Tuesday nights from 6 to 9, I graduated in business. I could have gone and took some PE class. I was told there was a special program where psychologists, and I didn't graduate in psychology, I graduated in business, that there was a special program that psychologists, and this was in the late 80s, where they wanted to study kids with autism to determine how they would best educate these kids and make them feel like any other students. I volunteered. Because I cared about educating kids. Mm-hmm. So I went every Tuesday night, 6 to 9, and I was the tutor. I was the guy in the room with the autistic kid. They had 17 psychologists behind and the mom, and I sat there, and they would tell me what to do so they could learn how to better treat autism and teach these kids. So I did that because I cared about kids. I want to throw out a dig, St. Nicholas Center in Lake Charles. That's a huge school for autism. I'm a supporter. Michelle Mudd has done a great job with all of her other people over there trying to educate these kids that are special people. And so that's one thing I've done. I graduated from Loyola Law School, went down to Donaldsonville, could have easily just worked and made money. I was asked to be on a board member of the Marine Institute. Well, what is the Marine Institute? The Bush family started the Marine Institute. It's all over the country. And I think it's ideal for the state of Louisiana, and I've been a strong advocate of trying to get these troubled juveniles educated. We have to have our juveniles educated. So the Marine Institute, They started it where troubled kids that would get arrested, they would go to court. Mm-hmm. Normally, we lock them up, right? And we don't educate them in jail. And then they get out of jail, so and they don't graduate.
The Marine thing must be more like a boot camp.
No,
type deal.
No. It's a school. They wanted to take, so the judge has a right to either send them to the juvenile detention or they can go to this school. They pick them up at 6 in the morning. They drop them off at 6 at night. They go all during the summer. They say, yes, sir, no, sir. They wear school clothes. Mm-hmm. They learn what it means to be educated, and they get experiences that they don't get at home. They get to drive on boats. They get to go fishing. They get to meet LSU players. It changes their lives rather than just getting caught up in this criminal aspect of life. And so I was on the board, free, didn't do it for any money. I dedicated my time to educate these troubled kids so we can change society. And we can do that in Louisiana. And then they asked me to be, I was there a lot, so they asked me to be the chairman of the board. So, you know, I am a strong advocate of education. And so why am I right? Well, there's only been one meeting. I've been bashed by you and others, to be honest, that I'm a bad choice. Well,
I'm gonna tell you that in a minute.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Well, let's look at what happened after the first meeting. Okay, let's look at the first meeting. So before I cast a vote, before y'all know anything about what I stand for and how much I care about LSU, to me, LSU is and gonna be one of the best schools in the country, and I'm going to fight to make that happen. If you think I'm gonna get on this board and just sit there and let this school and just take the benefits that come with it, you are sadly wrong. And let me tell you what happened. So LSU flew a LGBTQ2T flag, okay? Mm-hmm. The governor said that's not going to happen. I agree. LSU needs to be united, a united campus. I mean, that's what LSU, they're there for LSU. They got a privilege to go to that school. It reminds me of when I was just fortunate. Moon graduated from LSU. I think I'm the only graduating class that I know of, at least in my time, that was able to graduate in the LSU stadium. And it was the commencement speaker.
I was saved in that stadium at the Billy Graham Crusade. The first one, the only one. Yeah, me and my mom and dad and brothers and sisters, all of us. Even though we grew up Catholic, my daddy was a big Billy Graham guy. Like really big Billy Graham. So when the Crusades would come on, everybody sat there for that hour with dad, mom, and the Crusades. Remember, they used to show 3 days a week or whatever it was, and that was kind of cool.
So the whole school graduated. It wasn't divided into certain sections. The whole school was there. And I was very fortunate to have a man that I admire, that I think have changed this country, and his name's Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
And Ronald Reagan spoke at my graduation. And when he came in, there were no boos. Everybody was clapping and excited to have him there. Mm-hmm. And I remember this like yesterday, because you know how he used to give those speeches. At the end of his speech, he paused. The whole stadium, the parents, the children, the graduates, dead silence. He leans to the mic and he says, "Hot boudin, cold koosh koosh. Mm-hmm. Come on, Tigers. Poosh, poosh, poosh." Everyone in that stadium united, stood up and clapped. That's what LSU stands for.
Yeah.
And then let's go to you talked about and you pounded on President Tate, right? So what was my vote? So I first meeting I go in, you'd think I'd be just this pushover. Well, you know, I've never really met President Tate, but I got to tell you, every business Republican in Baton Rouge called me in favor of Tate. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I go to the meeting. They said, we're going to extend this contract. I said, all right, well, let's look at it. So I looked at it, and he's not getting any raise. It's an incentive-based contract, so he has to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for LSU for him to make more money. Well, that's good, right? So it gives him an incentive. I'm for that. And my statement was, but hold on, guys. You have a buyout clause for without cause. Now, what if we don't have a penalty clause in here? What if President Tate doesn't achieve what LSU stands for? What if President Tate doesn't do the right thing to make this university the best in the country? There's nothing in this contract. I was told, well, John, hold on. There is a WIF clause. I said, where's the definition? There's a WIF clause with no buyout. So I said, what you're telling me that next year, if President Tate does not achieve the goal that we stand for and makes this university the number one university in the country, he's gone. Yes. So I was the only Republican on the panel that actually, when we went on the record, I said I want it on the record. That was an executive session. I could have easily not said something. But I wanted on the record President Tate to understand, because he wasn't in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted him to hear it from me. I'm going to hold you accountable. This university is too important. It means too much to our kids. I had four kids to go there, and so I held him accountable.
Okay, got to take a break. His name is John Como. Somebody said, Moon, are you there? Or you're running the tape. I've never let him, but I wanted to give a story, because everybody has a story about who they are and who they believe they are. I'll tell you why, right here sitting with me, why I don't think you were the right choice. Okay. It's real simple, and it's got to do with the politics of what happened in the past, not what's happening now. Let me take a break. His name is John Como. He's a trial lawyer. We'll take a break and be right back and visit with
trial.
Him. Let's go. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all. Welcome. Hey, you ain't got a nickname yet, but I may give you one. I work with Roy, see if he can help you get one. Anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. LSU Board member is my friend right here, Mr. John Cormack. All right, John, so you mentioned all the things personal, and I think everybody has a personal story. I do, and you should be commended for what you've done in your life. And everybody, except for the guy over there, Roy, he probably ain't got none, but everybody can talk about that. I don't know you personally. It was never personal. It's a fact of watching the state for 31 years freaking be last in everything. Understand where I'm coming from. It's the big picture. So when I think of John Cormack, and you're going to get to the oil and gas stuff, I think about the guys, because the big companies, they over there, I don't care what anybody said, they left. The big companies left. And it hurt the small guy, because I run into people every single day that go, I'm working in Texas now, man. They run there. Everybody's over there. I can't get a job over here doing it all in gas like I can in Texas. So that part of it bothers me, because one of the things I talk about a lot is we don't have any jobs here. And if we run out the jobs that we do have in the companies we do have, we're not doing justice. I think that's an injustice to the people, okay? But here's a lot of problems that I have. Number one is a system here, and I think you're part of that system, okay? You may not think you are, but I think you are. And the part of the system I'm talking about is a system that wants to keep Louisiana last, because we don't move in anything. I talk to the lawyers, it's all the insurance company's fault. Talk to the insurance companies, all the lawyers' fault, okay? You know, you support a lot of – you supported John Bel Edwards. I thought Bel Edwards was one of the worst governors we ever had. I mean, one of the worst I've ever seen in my life. What got better with him? Well, nothing. The roads are still a disaster, $15, $18 billion backlog. The schools are getting better, probably because of Brumley, but they were really, really 40th, 45th, 50th the whole time. Out migration is a problem. Nobody in the system wants to fix it, because they don't do anything to fix it. We don't have any tax reform. Insurance rates are outrageous. If we want to blame the insurance companies, just keep blaming them, because I watch the billboards. By the way, I ain't seen none of yours yet. I know you're not that type of lawyer. Understand, I'm putting you in a bubble. And I'm seeing the system. So every commercial I watch, insurance companies are a piece of crap. If I was an insurance company, I'd get the hell out of here. Okay? So what's happening is we have a system now that just a few people are involved in. Only a few people are making money. People are leaving. Now older people are leaving to go with the kids and the grandkids, because the system won't change anything. They won't change anything to do with jobs, tax reform, nothing. Bel Edwards comes in, and because of storms and things of that nature, you know, we had money. We didn't have money because he did anything where he raised about $7 billion worth of taxes. And this was one of your guys, some of these same people that you support, okay? Y'all went after David Vitt. Is Gumbo Pack yours?
No.
Okay. Gumbo Pack, I was told you were part of. Okay. You never gave a penny?
So never gave a penny.
So okay, first of all, I'm going to correct that, because If you never gave a penny, I thought it was the most filthiest, nastiest, trashiest pack so, I've ever seen.
So I got a.
You didn't have anybody in your company give money.
No, I got a.
Go ahead.
I got a nickname for you.
Oh,
Mr. Hayride, who's on your show a lot, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie, so I'm going to call him Pinocchio Hayride, okay? Pinocchio on your show said that in 2015, I was the largest contributor to Gumbo Pack. I didn't give a dollar to the Gumbo Pack.
Okay.
And you say,
I will correct him on that, too.
And you say, I was a big supporter of John Bell. That's not true. John Bell would pound me saying I wasn't because – what I saw in this state, and I want you to know, and I'm going to show you how I'm going to change this state. This state needs to be changed. But what I saw was a man with the not morals of Louisiana in David Vitter. And if you sit here and if you can tell me you believe truthfully in what he stands for.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going. I cannot argue that, but that was 15 years old. And number two, you supported Bill Edwards, who, by the way, John, listen to me. Bell Edwards tried to get boys to go in girls' bathrooms. They had to go override a veto. In the last 2 years or last year, he tried to get where they can have operations on kids under 18 years of age. Under 18 years and remove their sex organs. That was the governor.
And I disagree with every policy. I'm pro-gun.
I'm pro-life. You just came at me with Vitter and how bad of a person he is. How's Bell better because look what he did.
I'm not a big supporter of John Bell's policies. That's what I'm telling you. I went after Vitter. That should have helped Scott Orgel. So what I did, his next election, what do you want me to do? I have a man, a businessman, who's never met anything and didn't do any research on these coastal lawsuits. He's saying I'm going to kill the coastal lawsuits. Well, there's two choices, okay? That all companies can pay for damages, real and provable damages that they caused, or the taxpayers can pay. So I wasn't, say, for John Bell, but I'm not going to let a businessman come in and destroy the coast of Louisiana and make the citizens of Louisiana pay.
How do you figure he was going to destroy the coast?
He came out and said it. That was political.
He was going to stop the coastal
lawsuit? He was going to dismiss every coastal lawsuit that had been in court for 10 years.
I got to take a break, but he can't do that. He couldn't do that. He had the power to do that. All right, let's take a break. John Carmouche is his name. We'll take a break and come back. I just told you why I think you're part of that system. You got to prove to me that you're not, because that's nobody. If you did, you would get these lawyers to change some of the stuff we're doing. We'll be right back. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. You can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. All right. Now, I told you why I thought that you were part of the system. And look, I'm being sincere, unless you can change my mind. One other thing, just a couple of things. Judicial hellhole. That don't bother y'all. That don't bother y'all. That's a national. Rather, you say, oh, with most of the law, I had Digger Earls on there. Oh, they make up stuff and all that. I said, yeah, but it goes out nationally. You got to admit, most people, because that's what you're telling me. Well, you heard this and you heard that. Most people read that and go, well, Louisiana's not the place to do business. The oil companies have left. Insurance companies won't come. Nationwide is on your side, except in Louisiana. And I'm just saying, all that, does that ever bother when you look at stuff like that?
It does bother.
John?
And I'll tell you why. Because you say Louisiana needs to change, and I agree with you. And I promise you, on the LSU board, I'm going to make changes. And if I don't change something you like, you call me, because I am there to change. I'm not a trial lawyer. I'm not. I want to make it clear. I'm not a trial lawyer. That's another Pinocchio statement. So I quit the Trial Lawyers Association.
You don't do what 50, they do.
No,
I know.
There's an association. You got to remember, there's Lobby Association, there's Trial Lawyers Association. I quit that association 15 years ago because I didn't like their policies. I mean, there has to be a change. We can't get business in this state if we don't change. So how do we change? If I would have been in the legislature and not have been a trial lawyer, I'd have put the test to the insurance companies. And I heard everybody talk about, what's the insurance fault? Well, let's do this. I'd have stood up and said, hey, guys, I agree to every tort reform bill you're trying to pass. However, the insurance companies are going to sign a contract right now. First year, we get a 5% reduction.
They ain't gonna do that.
Second year, 10%. Next year, because then they're not telling the truth. They don't want to put the money where their mouth is.
Let me ask you a question, though. When they start throwing out insurance companies, make so much money, if that was true in Louisiana, they'd be knocking down the door. Would you agree with that? Knocking down the door to come here, John?
We need to change.
Okay.
We need to change.
Let's talk about a solution just on this and we'll move on. Don't you think the trial lawyers and the insurance companies and the politicians ought to go in a room, close the door, and don't leave? Because here's the problem. The bottom line is I get the calls from the truck companies going, I can't pay this. This is outrageous. And they're moving. See, so everything I put you in, follow me, and I told you that earlier, was in the system of just accepting what it is. I'll make my money. I don't care what happens to everybody else.
And
if you tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. But prove to me that I'm wrong, that you're not part of that system.
Okay.
Because the oil and gas people think you are.
Okay.
Insurance companies think, not you. Let me back up. Lawyers in general, they're all in the system, John.
First, we need to change. But let me go through that, what the oil companies are saying about me running jobs out of business and why it's not true. And I heard the other day, and I'm here.
You just said the big companies left.
No, but hold on.
Okay.
That we're running jobs out because of these lawsuits, okay? And you mentioned and you talk about him a lot, Don Briggs, and I don't know the man personally.
He's passed away, by the way. I'm not here
to attack him personally.
He's passed
away.
May
he rest in peace.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay.
So I don't want the audience to know that. I'm not here bashing Don Briggs, but it's a fact, okay? He was the one that for 10 years told the legislature that the lawsuits and the coastal lawsuits would run out of jobs. Well, if Don Briggs was under oath, Moon, I mean, and he would, you know him, he would tell the truth, right?
I guess he would. I mean, I think he would.
Well, he was put under oath, okay? And I'm going to read from his deposition what he says. Question, do you have any evidence that any company considers Louisiana legal climate in deciding whether they will drill for oil and gas in Louisiana? No. Is it your opinion that oil and gas companies are leaving Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? Yes. Which oil companies have left Louisiana because of lawsuits? I don't know. Do you have any facts or data to support your opinion? No. Is it your belief that oil and gas companies are not coming to Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? Yes. Which oil companies have decided not to drill in Louisiana because of the threat of lawsuits? I don't know. This man's in charge of the oil and gas in Louisiana. Do you have any facts or data to support your opinion? No.
Well, John, when I asked you a while ago, I said they left. You said they did.
I just
asked you the question. You said they left.
They left because they're done here. They're not making any more money here. So that's why they left.
You think the legal part has nothing to do why they left. The reason why I asked that is because Don Briggs said here, did the same thing you're talking about, except he said, I got two people that want to invest in oil and gas. $1 billion investment. I moved here in 14, I don't know, 16, whatever. And he said, they're not coming because Edwards, the governor, is getting the parishes to go sue the oil companies.
I'm going to get to that solution. But
am I wrong by that?
But the same man, you're wrong, because the same man that you just mentioned, he was asked this question. Give us a name of an oil company that has refused to do business in Louisiana because of lawsuits. I don't know any. Do you have any facts or data anywhere else? No. So you would agree with me, you have no facts or data to support that. That's correct. Can you name any wells that were not drilled because of lawsuits? No. And I can go on and on and on.
But that's the only one you got that said that?
No. So
I'm asking.
So after that, it gets interesting. So after that, after the Don Briggs deposition, they figured, hell, we need an economist. Let's go to the Coastal Energy Center of LSU, which if you look at the sponsors, 95% of them are big oil. Okay? So they hire this guy named David Dismukes, who's an economist, to come up with a plan, right, to say these lawsuits are running business out of Louisiana. So he did a report for him. So I said, well, maybe he needs to go under oath, because half the facts he's saying in his document that the oil companies now want to rely upon are not true. So I tried to serve him for a deposition. It was in a case, legitimate deposition. The defendants were arguing that economy was going to hurt. So I figured, hell, if he's telling the truth, let's take his deposition. He dodged service. So under the law, I hired a private investigator to go serve him at his office. He walks in. He sees his car there. The secretary says he's not here. Guy goes outside. Dismukes had heard about the subpoena, and he was scared to give his deposition. He runs out the back door, gets in his car.
A real man. Huh?
The private investigator goes behind his car, and Dismukes rams into his car. Here's the police report right here. So the economist that they hired is scared to go under oath because he knows he's lying. So every time they turn to something, but let's talk about solutions, Moon, and let's talk about the coastal lawsuit.
They did leave, and the governor did say to the parishes, if y'all don't sue, we will. I don't care what you say, what facts you got. That doesn't look good for a state that oil and gas was our bread and butter for life, for a governor like Bel Edwards to do what he did.
And I agree. And you know why? Because I want to change Louisiana. My whole goal in filing any of these lawsuits, I represent the Roman Catholic Church. I represent 95% of large Republicans in Louisiana. But let's talk about the parishes.
By the way, so don't tell me about Republicans. I'm not impressed.
So hold on.
Roy, what you laughing at? You probably in no party like me.
So how do we change the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Because I want you to know. I want an economic balance, and I'm going to state this. Drill, baby, drill. Okay?
Before you say that, though, it's not just you. We've got a lot of other people around you. We got attorneys. We got insurance companies. The loser in all this is the people. I don't care if you think the oil and gas companies are lying, and I don't care if you think the insurance companies got deep pockets.
They're not lying.
John,
this is
how lawyers got deep pockets here, and that's growing here. Can you name one law firm, one big law firm that left Louisiana yet?
Well, I think Digger Earl said his daughter left.
Oh, God. No, Digger Earl, when I threw that to Digger Earl, here's another question for you, but that's a good one. I'm going to get you to answer this. We'll come back. We'll talk about a solution.
All right.
Okay. So when these billboards, and Digger, I got him on this, and I'm going to throw it at you. So when I see all these billboards, Get Her Done's really bad at it. But anyway, I guess he's next. But anyway, I won $1 billion. I won $2 billion. I won $500 million. I won this, and I won that. Okay? And you put that on a commercial. Now, I'm making you defend your whole industry now. When you put that on a commercial, I'm saying you do it, but it's done. When they say we want $1 billion for the clients, is that not a gigantic, gigantic exaggeration on what you want for your client? Because there's expense and there's an attorney fee, which could be 33 to 50% or whatever it is. That's kind of a deceiving way to tell people, hey, look, here I am. And I think that's really costing us big time in this state. Because if I was an insurance company and I came in and I watched that and I wanted to look at Louisiana, I'd get the hell out of here. That's a deterrent in the business that y'all in. Y'all. I didn't say you. Y'all in. How do you answer that?
But change it. I mean, those lawyers don't make the rules, right? They got to follow ethical rules.
But they fight the rules. They fight the change.
Well, then somebody's
John,
gotta,
the change I'm talking about, your own firm, they've all stepped up and said, we don't need this. We don't need to do this.
But, hey, let's stand up and fight. I mean,
let's
stand up and change.
Why don't you lead the charge against it then?
Hey, I'm going to change Louisiana. I promise you.
And you have to lead the charge against one of the bad things that's going on right now, the litigation. Because, like I said, you can't. That guy Don Briggs couldn't name an oil company that did it, but you can't name a law firm that said, "Hey, I'm out of Louisiana. We can't make no money here."
But Moon, you hit a good point. Why don't the insurance companies, the lawyers, and the politicians? That's the problem with the United States, and that's the problem with Louisiana. We'd rather fight instead of solve problems for Louisiana to make changes.
But y'all got
to
be.
We have to sit in a room.
You can't run all these commercials pounding insurance companies that they're the richest people in the world.
I don't run commercials.
But let me tell you something.
I don't run commercials.
But the one thing we know is all companies, they got deep pockets. And you guys go after the deep pockets guy. And I believe the chemical plants would be next. I got to believe they protected somewhat a little bit different than all companies. I got to believe that.
This is why you're wrong, and this is the solution, okay?
Hold your thought. Right. I got to take this break. Right. Roy, while I'm wrong, he's going to offer me the solutions. I want to hear that. John Carmucci is his name. We're going to hold him to the last segment. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. One more segment, John Carmucci, who's been accused of running all the oil and gas industry out of here. I'm throwing it out there, John. You keep saying that. People can start believing it. They believe it already. But you said you wanted to correct me or you wanted to fix. Go ahead.
I want to talk about a solution. First, I want to talk about why they're going to Texas and Oklahoma. Texas and Oklahoma we have disposal waste like no other state because – of our politicians, and that's why it needs to change. I can show you document after document of people being bribed for disposal in Louisiana. Edwin Edwards helicopter guy, all of these guys that get to that capital, to get to the Office of Conservation, that's oil and gas people that are taking bribes. I mean, that's in the past. That's not now, okay? And it hadn't been probably in the last 10, 15 years. But we talk about history. So how Texas didn't have that. Texas doesn't have the contamination. So this is what we have to do.
They also changed a lot of their laws now.
No, they changed.
Over 20 years, they changed.
But they don't have the pollution. So why are we losing jobs, and what's the change to bring oil and gas back to Louisiana? People don't want to come back if there's a liability cloud hanging over. We have a lot of pollution in this state. And so how can you get a company to come accept liability of pollution that they didn't cause? And let me tell you, Moon, the big oil companies, they are going after these independents. Not me, not my clients. It's the big oil. Because
can I ask you a question? Or big oil didn't put all these whales.
Big oil.
And a lot of the landowners got money, and part of the deal was they were supposed to fix the land, yet they never fixed the land.
No,
I'm talking about individuals.
The landowner wasn't supposed to fix the land. The contract, this contract's law has been in Louisiana since 1808. It says restore the property to its original condition minus
but
normal
wear and
tear.
You're going to tell me, because I'm going to go back and check this, I think I'm right, some people took the money and didn't fix the land. They were supposed to fix the land, not just the oil companies, but the oil companies didn't put every well out there.
I'm aware of one person you can mention, Corbella, and I don't know if that's true or not, but they changed the law. Not one landowner can get money. I represent the Vermilion Parish School Board. We've been fighting for 20 years, for 20 years. So the way they changed the law, I'm going to get back to Vermilion Parish because I think this is important on the solution. If we get together, we can relieve the entire Gulf Coast of liability. And that's what Shell did. That's what Shell wanted to do. Shell could have moved to Houston. They built a new building in New Orleans. If we relieve the liability, then independents can come and can't be held responsible for something they didn't cause. I mean, imagine if you wanted to open a business. You're going to go open a business on polluted land? You can't get a loan from the bank.
But, John, a lot of our problem is the tax reform, liability, insurance. They won't come for a lot of reasons. Education. That's why I told you earlier about the good old boy network that I feel like you're part of, is because you helped. You're talking about these things as we need to fix them, but if you've been trying to do this for 10 or 20 years to fix them, and if you are, I hadn't seen that. That's why I'm asking.
Right. I'm fixing it, because every lawsuit I file on a landowner's property, there's a cleanup, and I'll give you a prime example. In North Louisiana, where there were 30 disposal pits with trash, toxic waste in these pits, we filed a lawsuit. The oil companies, we made them. We didn't take the money and run. We made them clean up the property to get the contamination off the property. Within 3 years, since there's no liability on that property, Denbury built a $40 million plant. So I know it's true, but we can change Louisiana. We can make this liability go away and drill, baby, drill. Let's go. But we got to take the opportunity to make the change.
Louisiana has another problem. It's called changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game. That's been our problem for a long time in every subject. So what you're talking about sounds good, but in reality, that's not happening all over the place. It's just not, John. And they look at the lawsuit climate in this state. I know you don't do the trial lawyers and the cars and all that stuff, but even in your case with oil and gas, they're convinced this is not the place. You got to go convince them that what y'all are doing is wrong, because they're not convinced that John Carmouche is a friend to oil and gas. You keep saying drill, baby, drill, but they're not convinced that you're a friend at all.
Well, I have conversations, and I think we all need to sit down. If we resolve the liability, they can drill, and I promise you, they're not held responsible for the party. But look, I think we both agree. We got a governor that wants change. He's accomplished more.
No, I think Jeff's going to do a great job. I don't like some of his LSU board appointees.
Hey,
I got a question. This is the only question people said. I said, John Carmouche should come on. You know the only biggest question I got to ask about you being on the board? Mm-hmm. Ask him if he's going to get the Middleton Library back, the name they paid for, they bought it. Because of all the woke stuff going on, that name was removed. Is that something you have an opinion? I'm asking because I've been asked.
Look. Changing the name of a library is not on the top of my list. What's on the top of my list is this, okay?
A lot of people upset about
that. No, I know, but I'm upset that we can't get students from out of state to come, because when these students come visit LSU, they go to Tigerland, and we got a housing project where their kids are going out. It's got to change. The state, LSU private equity. We need to buy that out. We need to knock it down. We need to build new dorms. I mean, have you ever been in a Miller dorm, in these girls' dorms? It's terrible.
No, but that,
it's terrible.
If they catch me in the Miller dorm with the girls, I'm probably, I don't know how this radio program is going to survive.
My daughter lived there. But let's put the library name aside and let's change. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done.
They wanted to know if you had an opinion on it.
We have to make LSU attracted. When people come, they don't have to worry about their kids with crime to be killed while they're going out. So that's the changes I want to make. And look, I agree with the governor. I think the money, where we get it from? Civil servants. You know people work in Louisiana we can't fire? You imagine going to a company.
They changed that 20 years ago.
It's terrible. You know the highest paid employee in Louisiana is the person selling T-shirts on the bottom of the Capitol? $273,000 a year. They've been there for 50 years because they can't be retired and they can't be fired. That's the money we need for higher education to make Louisiana and LSU great.
John, let me say this now. I hope you prove me wrong. Listen to all the gas. I'm watching the system. And if you're a system guy, nothing's going to change. I'm just telling you. And that's why, if you ever hear me say you beat up on you like you said, it's not beating up on you. I told you what my disagreement was. And I know that when people look at the climate and the judicial climate and the lawyers and all that stuff that's going on here, businesses don't want to run here. And everything we own, we last or we first, depending on what good or bad, it just doesn't look good. And so we don't change anything. I've been doing this for 31 years. We don't change because we don't change. Yogi Bear, you know, hey, over till it's over. We don't change because we don't change.
Well, I can promise you this, and this is why I wanted to come to the show. Look, you know, I'm not a systems guy, and I'm going to change.
No, I want
I'm
you.
A fighter.
Show me you're
I'm
not a system guy, because that's the guys I think have changed something.
And that's who I am. And so
you're welcome
you for
back
having
anytime.
Me on the show. Thank you.
God bless.
It.
Be careful who you hang out with. Just saying. All right. Got to get out of here. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere. We'll take a break. Be right back.